initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation. The development of prayer in a believer's life. From 1 John 2:12-14. Reveals how to grow in our spiritual life at each stage in our prayer life.
This is session 10 of the flow.
And what I'd like to do, partly in summary and partly to challenge you a little bit more in each area,
to
help you think through how does prayer grow in each of these three stages. So we're going to take some practical steps to see how spiritual in our spiritual lives the development of prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18.
Mwapemphero lonse ndi pembedzero mupemphere nthawi yonse mwa mzimu ndipo pochezera pamenepo tichezerere ndi kupembedzera oyera mtima onse.
I mean, this might summarize for us where prayer needs to be in each believer's life. Paul was saying this at the end of describing the spiritual armor. Think of prayer like breathing. Do you stop?
No, it keeps
going. And prayer is that way in the spiritual life. Notice he says pray in the Spirit. He's not saying a rote prayer that you say over and over. As our faith grows, our awareness of God grows, and we talk to Him more. But He also cautions us, remember to pray for everybody. So if we could train up the saints like this, our churches would be so strong. That's what God wants, to be able to commune with His people. Christ is the head.
Yes,
when He wants something done, He speaks to His people. And He empowers them to do it. Now let's go back. I challenged you before to draw up a little booklet to how you could disciple someone, a new believer. For example, we had 7 times we could meet with that new believer. What would you say? Or what if you had 3 times to meet and mentor someone at the young men stage? What would you say about prayer?
Now, kodi mukhoza kuomba zotanisa pempera.
So I want to just go through these things and try to think it through practically with you.
So no funa kuti tsadze zimene zimkona mfundo zingapo kuti tione kuti tikonza kuthandiza na banji.
Now just remember the physical analogy of the family helps us under the spiritual needs at certain stages.
Tendela kukumbukira kuti tikutsata chithunzi cha banja ngati chotionetsera mmene kukula kwa uzimu kumachitikira.
Now the first thing when we're thinking about a new believer,
ndipoti kuganizirabe tsopano za munthu amene wangotembenuka mtima kumene khanda mwa Ambuye.
Excuse me. We want to make them clear about God's relationship with them.
Amene atimafuna kuti tionetsere mone kabwino zokutana ndi ubale umene ulipo pakati pa iwo ndi Mulungu.
We want to teach them about prayer.
Tifuna kuwafunzisa kupemphera.
And so let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2:11 to 12.
First I get into 1 Corinthians 2, ndimeka 11 kulekeza 12.
1 Corinthians 2:11 to 12.
According to 2 ndimeka 11 kulekeza 12.
For who among men knows the thoughts of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God.
Pakuti ndani wa anthu adziwa za munthu, koma mzimu wa munthu uyu uli mwa iye. Momomonso za Mulungu, palibe wina azidziwa koma mzimu wa Mulungu. Koma sitinalandira ife mzimu wa dziko lapansi, koma mzimu wa kwa Mulungu, kuti tikadziwe zimene zipatsidwa kwa ife ndi Mulungu kwa ufulu.
So when does the spirit of God enter a new believer's life?
So no fuso kumkhala lakuti kodi mzimu wa Ambuye amalwaliti moyo mwakhanda la Ambuye.
Right from the beginning.
Yango ndilakuti kuyambira pachiyambi.
We remember John 3, he is born of the spirit.
Kodi mukumbukira Yohanes 3 amene kuti anabadwa mwa mzimu.
From the very beginning God has given us that spiritual awareness of God as a new believer.
Kwembira kwembira penipeni pamoyo wathu wa uzimu. Mulungu amatipatsa amatonetsera chimene iye ali kuti tsono tikhoza kumuzindikira
iye. And we want to encourage the new believers.
Tsono tene kwalimbikitsa anthu amene akhulupira kumene.
So what's the difference between, well, think about a television.
Tene tiganizire wireless akanema.
So you can turn it on
mukoza kuyata
and information from far away comes through the air and goes to the antennas into the TV.
Ndino kudzera mphepo ndi antenna kaja zinthu zosiyana siyana zimabwera kukujonekera pa chigalasi pacho.
And you turn it on
mwayata
and you can watch
mukoza kuona
zinthu zimbiri
mukoza sokumva.
Is that what prayer is like?
Kodi pemphero lili choncho?
God speaking?
Mulungu kulankhula?
I said no.
Ndinene kuti ayi.
That's more of a picture of what God says in Revelation 1 where he reveals himself constantly to the world.
Chitikonza kungona kuti ndichimodzi mwazimene mawu a Mulungu amatiphunzitsa kuti Mulungu amadzivumbulutsira yekha mosiyana siyana ku dziko lapansi.
That's because it's one way.
Tifanyone kuti chikungobwera kujola kwa munthu mmodzi.
I noticed many of you have a little phone.
Ndikudzola mbira inu muli ndi cellphone.
This is different.
Izvi ndosiyana.
Someone can call you. I've heard some people's things go off while you're here.
Una akonzo kuimbirani naona mvena mfunika bwera maduru kwa kuzaka yanthu.
Oh, hello.
Ndikumati hello.
But did you notice? Do you ever talk to a TV?
Kodi mumala ngula ndi wanesakane ma TV mumala ngula nayo?
No, you don't talk to the TV.
Simula ngwana ayo TV.
It won't do any good.
Kadi kai chabu ndo chose chocho.
I can talk here.
Koma pa phone ndikweza kulaku.
How are you doing?
Muli bwanji.
That's like prayer.
Ndimene tu pemphero lilili.
No, before you become a Christian, you don't have that spiritual network. You can't communicate with God.
Musana kaiva kulubiria. Sipakhala u pulumikizana kuli konse pakati pa inu ndi Mulungu.
Jesus Christ set that network up through the Holy Spirit. That's what we read about.
So Yesu adakazikitsa kumikizana kumene kuma mzimu wera monga mene tawerengeramo.
So through the Spirit we know the thoughts of God.
So nokudzera ba mzimu wa Mulungu timadziwa maganizo ake a Mulungu.
And we can tell our thoughts to God.
Ndetikozanso kumuza Mulungu maganizo ake.
You see that God from the beginning is setting up our relationship with him.
Tsono mukuona kuti kuyapira pachiyambi Mulungu ali kukhazitsa njira yakuti ubale wathu uonekere pakati pa iye ndi.
So with these new believers, we're encouraging them, did you know that God really wants to hear from you?
Tsono kulubya mafunzo kuti kodi mukudziwa kuti Mulungu amafuna kuti akhale pa ubale ndi.
I don't know about you.
Sindidziwa zimene ndi mumakanisa.
When I was growing up, my father really didn't sit down and talk to me much.
Pamenene ndimakula atatewanga atalibe nthawi kweni kweni akuti akhozokhalana ne pansi timachesa.
To this day,
kufikira panopa,
he's 91 right now.
Panopa ndi zaka 91.
He won't call me.
Sanga ndimbira nga telephone.
Some disaster has to happen before he calls me. All through my life it's been that way. Now when I grow up, I can think, maybe God's that way. The only time God talks is when he wants you to do something. But it's not that sense of talking back, discussing, growing, enjoying.
Koma sizindimadziwa kuti zimakhala kuti kulankulana kuzana zina komanso kumakula ubale pakati pathu.
Do you think God really wants to hear you pray?
Kodi mugadiza kuti Mulungu amafunitsitsa ndithu atamvera muli kupemphera?
I think a lot of believers don't. They don't really think God's too interested in their life.
And
therefore they don't pray much. But when we're dealing with a new believer, we tell them, God really is waiting for you to talk to him every day. He's waiting. What did you say to him? What did he say to you? So from early on, we're training new believers to think about this whole relationship with God. What other aspects of prayer do we need to teach a new believer? I would suggest there's quite a few different aspects. How about confession? If you want a person, a new believer, to learn how to communicate with God, then you have to tell them how to confess their sins. Well, confession is talking to God and asking him to forgive you through Jesus. Be very specific when you're training new believers. And because they might not catch on what you mean by confess. How about seeking God's will? Can you ask God about how to make a decision? Sure can. So you ask him prayer again. How about thanking God? Or singing to God? Praising God? All is prayer. We're telling God how great he is. And one of the big challenges we have, we can pray, but not in the spirit. We can sing a song to God, but not in the spirit. And so we're saying it, but we're not thinking it. We're not really talking to him about it. So we got to try to train the new believer. Talk to him. Listen to him. And maybe how to trust God. Lord, I don't know how to talk to this person. Will you help me?
Chonde Mulungu thandizeni.
Thank you.
Zikomo.
All right. Something simple.
Wosajita kupita nazo kutari kuzungulira zungulira.
But you see how foundational prayer is in the new believer's life.
Koma mukoza kuona kuti pembero ndi chinthu chofunika kwambiri ngati maziko. Amoyo wa Chikristu ndi wa Mkristo achokana.
Now prayer is going to continue.
Ndi pembero silima linapitirizabe.
But that training starts early on.
Koma kupunzira zechimenechi pamafunika kuyambira pamene tango tembenuka mtima.
One day they're going to be prayer warriors.
Ndipo tsiku linalake makanda amenewa adzakhala zigwiri zapemphera.
They're going to pray for the nations.
Adzapemphera maiko.
They're going to pray for the pastor.
Adzapemphera abusa.
Okay, so we're going to be specific how they can pray.
So ndikonza kumauza bwechi ndunji mena kwaza kupemphera.
That's it, we just train them simply.
So ndikungwa kunzitsa osatimwe zungulira.
Let me ask you some simple questions to help you evaluate your own life.
Ndikufunzeni mafunzo kuti mutandizeni mafunzo amenewa kusandula moyo wanu womwe.
For example, I know the Lord really loves to hear me talk to him.
Mwachitsanzo ndikudziwa kuti Mulungu amakonda kwambiri ndipo amakondwera kuti azilankhula nane.
You might answer, not really.
Mwina kukudzera kuti ah, koma.
Or I have some doubt about it.
Kapena kuti mwina ndimakayika ngati ali zili choncho.
Oh, very much so.
Kapena mukhoza kunena kuti eh apa sindimakhulupirira ndi mtima wonse.
Or another question, I share many private things with my Father in heaven.
Ndipo kunena kuti ndimapereka ndimamuza Mulungu zachinsinsi zambiri za moyo wangu.
Or you just say, no, I just talk to him about religious things.
Kapena ndimene kuti apa Mulungu uyo ndimangomuza zokhazo zachipembedzo basi.
Not about my private struggles, my friendships.
Koma zinthu zimene zimakhudza moyo wanga zimandizunza kapena maubara amene ndili nawo Mulungu sindimuudzi.
You feel joy in your heart when you give thanks to the Father for providing for you.
Kodi mukamathokoza Mulungu chifukwa zimene akutizirani kodi mukati mwanu mumakhati mwemwe ndimtendere.
So these are just a few questions.
Awabundu mafunzo chepa chabe mafunzo.
So help us to see whether we're fully developed in that area.
Ndikuzikosa kuti tandiza pakufunsana mafunzo amene kuti tione kuti tikukula bwanji ndikagawe limene lapembera.
You know there's overlapping between the child and the young men stage.
Muone kuti pamakhala kumikizana kwambiri pakati pa khanda ndi anyamata.
Where does it start? Where does it begin? Where does it end?
Timakhala kuvutika kuti dziwe kuti zimayambira pati, kuti zimalowera kuti, kuti zimathera pati.
It's hard to say.
Mpovuta kuti tinene.
But you know a little child just learning to talk.
Koma mukudziwa kuti kandaka kumakhala kuti mwina kakungopfunzira kumene kuyamba kulankhula.
They start saying sounds first, right? No words.
Ndipo yamba mangopanga kaphokoso basi osamveka zimene kakunena.
But later they start saying words, not full sentences, just little phrases.
Ndipo kenaka mamba kulankhula mawu omveka koma osati kulankhula ziganizo koma maliwu osiyana-siyana.
So they're learning when they say something that other people have said then they can understand.
So lo kuchita zimenezi amakhala ali kufunzira kuti akhoze kumalankhula zimene ena ali kulankhulanso.
If they say something and the other person says what?
Then akanena chinda ndo ino chokuti kuti mwachija.
They know they said something wrong.
Amajodi aya bendala kuchita.
And the adult usually helps out and says something.
Ndipo wamkulu amathandiza kuti tsopano akhoze kulankhula bwino.
Well, at a certain point, that young person can actually speak fairly clearly. So let's think about young believers. What happens in their prayer life? Now remember, it's the word of God. It's the temptation. Remember we talked yesterday? Last night we were eating, we were going over. What were those five steps? Do you remember what they were? Why don't we just review them? And I'll add one more point to it. Remember, we have the letter V for victory.
Mukumbuke kuti ndi chilembo icho chimene chimayimira kugonjetsa.
Okay, so what's the first point?
So now kuti mfundo yoyamba tinati chani? Gawo loyamba lapemphera. Identify.
Okay, good.
Zimwe kwambiri kufufuza.
Identify. Now what we're identifying is the general struggle that we have.
Ndipo chimene tikufuna kuti tipeze mmoyo kuti kuti ndi chani chimene chimakonda kutivuta nthawi zonse.
I've been cheating on tests, I've been stealing money from the offering, whatever it might be.
ndakhala ndikugwitsa ntchito likasa pamayeso komanso ndakhala kubaza zopereka konzo kukhala vuto lililonse mwina mkazi wanga sindimukonda zinthu ngati zimenezo kuti dziwe vuto langa ndi chani ndikuchina kukayikira.
So basically what we're saying is that when we have a struggle like that, there is some basic doubt that's going on in our life.
Tsono timene tikunena pamenepa ndichakuti pamene tili ndi zinthu zimene zikutivuta mmoyo wathu ndiye kuti timakhalandika mtima kena kokayikira china chake.
We lost faith. We don't have faith.
Pamenepo ndikuti tikhulupiriro palibe.
If we had faith, we would see God in all his truth.
Ngati tikhalandika tikhulupiriro tikadamaona Mulungu mchonadi chonse.
But we don't believe.
Koma sitikhulupirira.
Because belief will lead us on into the truth.
Chifukwa chikhulupiriro chidzatitsogoza mtonadi chonse cha mawu a Mulungu.
So if I'm prideful,
ndipongati ndine wamantha,
maybe I'm preaching a sermon,
kapena ndikulalikira uthenga wabwino,
and I want people to say good things,
ndikufuna anthu azingo ndinenerere zabwino zokhazokha,
I said, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that way.
Ndimene ambuye sindifuna kuti ndiziganize moyo wangu tajose.
So you can go through this cycle.
Ndimukoza kuyenda mudimezo sezo.
But what are you doubting?
Koma kodi tichani chimene mukugayika?
Identify prideful when I after I'm preaching.
Ndigala likira tenga mwina ndakandiamikira kudzikonda ndikudzikuze kumabela mboya.
So what's doubt?
Tsono kodi kugayika ndichani?
I doubt that good preaching depends on God to helping me to preach.
Ndikuti ndimakayikira sindidziwa sindikhulupirira kuti ulalikira kwabwino ndikudalira Mulungu kuti andithandize kuti ndilalikire bwino.
It might be that.
Zikhoza kukhala kuti mwina ndichimene.
It could be other things, but try to be as specific as you can.
Zikhoza kukhala zamtunduwina koma chofunika ndichakuti tizikhala pa chindunji pa zina zili zonse zimene zikutikhudzana.
Because when you're prideful, you say, oh, it's because of me.
Chifukwa ukukhala kunyada ndi kudzikuza ndi chilichonse chimene Mulungu akukwaniritsira umayamba kuona kuti zimenezo wachita wekha.
Instead of acknowledging God's part in bringing his word to me and his spirit in my life.
Malomo kuti uzikuona kuti Mulungu ndi amene akukwaniritsa zonse napereka mawu pa mtima pako amene uli mkwala nkwalata tsono mayamba kudziona wekha.
Okay, so there's that clearly identification of in what ways, and you might say something like this, Lord, I'm so sorry, I can think I can preach good without you.
So no probably somebody is going to cause kunena koma mwina babo kungonena kuti cause kufula kwa Mulungu da mbuye pepani popeza ndi maganizo kuti ndikhoza kulalikira bwino popanda ine.
So there's that confess and that repent.
Ndipo chimene icho ndicho chivomerezo kapena kuti kulapa machimo.
I don't want to be a pastor who preaches without you.
Ambuya sindimafuna kuti ndikhale mbusa amene abalalikira popanda ine.
It's your work.
Ndinchiro yanu Mulungu.
I want you to speak through me.
Ndifuna inuyo Mulungu ndamene muzilankhula koma kudzera mkamwa mwanga.
I'm just a servant.
Ine ndine mtumiki chanu.
You don't give me words, I have nothing to say.
Inu muzingo ndipatsa mawu ine palibe chimene ndikhoza kunena kwa anthu anu.
I'm so sorry, Lord. Forgive me in the name of Jesus.
Khululukireni mdzina la Yesu.
I turn from that.
Ndinajoka pa masopa.
Now it helps here to think the opposite, remember?
So no, izizo zimatitandiza kuti tioneso mbali ina nkhandimene kumukani.
So what is some, what's the next point here? We confess, we repent, up here.
Ndino talapa, tavomereza, ndino chukubela nkana kandichani.
Yes.
God's truth.
Alright, we bring in the truth, God's word.
Apo tsopano tiyamba kubweretsamo mawu a Mulungu amene ali choonadi.
And so you might think of verses that come to your mind. As you're praying, you begin to start saying verses. Lord, I've been just taking this in my own hands. Forgive me. That's step 3.
Kuti monga pa bala chitatulo unene kuti ambuye zindazitengera mudzanja langa pepani kuti kulukire.
But you said flesh is just like a flower that comes up and dies.
Koma kumudanena kuti thupi limango khala ngati duwa limene limawala pa masana limango fota.
That's me. But I want your word to come in me. You say the word of God abides forever. Let it come through this humble vessel and out to your people. Okay? So we're acknowledging a scripture passage and letting the truth touch on this life.
So at this point, we come up to praise. Or delight in God's word. The fruit of this is faith.
And
so, all of a sudden you say, well, thank you, God, for calling to be that flower. I'm only
going
to be able to preach so many sermons. But it's your word that's going to make that key difference. And so you humble yourself and say, Lord, come through me more. It's your word that makes a difference, not mine. I just thank you so much for calling me. I'm
going
to set my heart, Lord, in preparing me each week that you can use me as your fit vessel. Now, when you're doing that, often the Lord brings another area of problem.
And
so you're
going to
have another V, but it's
going to
be maybe smaller.
And the Lord might say, you know, you really haven't forgiven that sister. You know, a little prompting somewhere in there. You see, what's happening is the truth opening your heart up to God so He can speak to you and you can listen to Him. So right at that point, you go right down again. Oh Lord, yes, you're right. I haven't forgiven that sister. I didn't believe that she was so important. I was taking your revenge into my hands. Please forgive me.
Jesus,
I forgive her. That offense. You take that truth. Now I'm going to love her, Lord. You go right up to the five. And I pray God, the love one another, that's the truth, right? And you just start, Lord, bless her. Let her blossom like a beautiful flower. Whatever grace she needs, you bring it into her life. Is there anything you want me to do for her? Do you see what's happening? Because we were praying about one thing, but He brought something else, a little thought in our mind. Do you know what a W is?
What do W mamutio?
A double is a two V's. And sometimes we have more than one V. It keeps going, you know. But God's purpose is we cleanse out our lives so it won't have to be too long every time. Now what happens if a temptation comes to your mind? Now I'm talking to you about this because this is all done in prayer. I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm talking to God about these things. And so I have a thought that comes. Doesn't that girl look special? It might be when I'm preaching or teaching. Oh, I can't stand that person. It could be anything. Or it might be that prideful thought, oh, aren't you a great teacher? What do you need to go through that whole V cycle? No, not if you catch it right away. Temptation, that thought from the evil one, is not sin. It's when you receive that thought and agree with it. Then it becomes yours. Then you have to go through the whole prayer.
But if you're
up here, you can go right here.
And
you take out the sword of the truth. You know, Satan wants me to get prideful here. Satan wants me to look at that girl and delight in her. But you're
going
to take the truth. But Lord, I delight in the wife of my youth. I thank you so much for my wife. I praise you for giving her to me. And you know my commitment to love her and her only. Praise you, Lord. You see what you did with that temptation? You not only defeated the evil one, but you began declaring the truth. He goes away. And you're strong. Okay. So catch those thoughts when they come. We might be tempted so many times during a day, but only when we actually begin to agree, yeah, she would make a good woman. That's too far. Oh yeah, I'm a pretty good preacher. Too far. So the young man is the overcomer. And remember, we need to take the word of God into our soul. 2 Peter 1:4. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
Maizi adatipatsa malonjezano amtengo wache ndi akulu ndithu kuti maizi mukakhale oyanjana nawo umulungu wake mutapulumuka kuchivundi chili pa dziko lapansi mchilako lako.
You want that young believer to make notice of the promises in the scriptures.
Chimene mukuchita ndichakuti mukufuna khandalija liyambe kuona chonadi komanso malonjezano amene alipo mmawu ake Mulungu.
Call on the Lord and you shall be saved. What's the promise? You call out in a difficult time, he'll hear you and deliver. Do you notice when you take the promises, take the word of God, you can bypass the evil one and go right into praise? So let me ask you some questions about the second stage. I know how to overcome all sorts of temptations. Not really. Some. Yeah, I do. Okay, so when you see a brother or sister, you can go to them and help lead them. Okay, another question. There are one or two areas of my life I really feel defeated in. No. Some. Very much so. Can Can we get out of those areas? List any areas of recent defeat or victory. We want to look at the patterns that are in our lives. I've learned to subject my heart to my husband.
The
great victory.
And which managed to go to church school from where you are.
Try to evaluate your spiritual lives. Here's another one. I regain closeness with God within a couple hours of falling. You know, when you fall, Satan comes with a lot of arrows. He's going to make it feel like you can't go back to God. But you're no good. And it takes a while before the truth of God comes to your mind again. Well, the young men, we want to train them to quickly come back to God. So you can identify one of the temptations. Lord, you know I don't feel like you accept me. I did fail you. I doubted you that you could help me. But you want to bring them right through that V and learn them how to that God fully accepts them in Jesus. So when they fall, they can get right back up because of God's truth. Remember 1 John 2, 1 to 2?
2, 1 to 2. 2, 1
to
2.
I write this so you don't sin. But if you do, I want to let you know there's a propitiation. Christ has died for you. Your sins are totally forgiven. Praise God. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to try to be good for 2 weeks. And then God will kind of forget. God doesn't work that way. He will always remember until we come to Christ. When we confess, we repent. Then he freezes. Okay, young men, any thoughts or questions? Are there any areas that you would like me to go through here for you? An area that maybe you don't know how to handle? Okay, let's go on to the third section. What's supposed to happen in prayer in the mature believers? You know, it's so important that we develop that intimacy with God. How are you
going
to do that? You get to spend more time with Him. But we're so busy. How much do you want to grow? Now, even as I say this, I remind myself, oh, that's right, I need to pray more. You know, we want to pray always in the Spirit. I say, hey, this is good food. Thank you, Lord. You see what you're doing? You're talking to the Lord about the food you're eating. And you're delighting in that with Him. Oh, it's so hard to talk to the sister or brother that I'm going to have to talk to. You're riding your bike half a kilometer to visit them. You're riding your bike half a kilometer to visit. Lord, I just want you to bless that man. Give me understanding to how, know how to help them. Do you see how it works? We're praying in the Spirit all the time. Alert for the needs of the saints. What if you're going through one of those crises? Oh, and your heart's so pressed. Now you're going to have Satan coming by trying to cause you to doubt whether God really cares for you. You're
going
to intercept that. I know Satan's trying to get me to doubt you, Lord. I'm down to my last pennies. What am I going to do? I remember one time, probably 4 years ago. I'm keep losing track of time, maybe more, I forget. We were going to have a birthday. Later in the week. Yeah. And I forget what child. But I know we didn't have any money. We tried to make a special cake or a little gift. But we didn't have any money. So we stopped spending. But I said, I know what I can do. So I said, all right, let's look all around the house, find all the coins, bring them here on the table. We got a few dollars here. This is what God's given us. So we'll use this to celebrate. We trust God to help us take care of other needs. I'm not saying this is what you should do. This is how God was leading me at that time. And so I just, you know, we just dedicated that to the Lord. It was a very simple, but my wife was looking around, yeah, we got that, we can do this. So we had a birthday. But of course, all the bills weren't paid. But we've been praying, talking to the Father. And so instead of feeling burdened that I can't celebrate, you know, this child's birthday like we celebrate the others, God begins to bring money. His provision. You see, I don't have my own church. Even up to now, maybe I know generally I can expect 20% of our needs to come in from church support, different churches. Even when I'm here, I don't know where most any money will come in. My wife doesn't know. We just have to trust God. But I've learned to live with what God gives me. To delight in that, to do what I can.
kuti ndikoza kukhala wokondwera ndi chimenecho ndipo kupanga zimene ndingathe ndi zimene ndili nazo
and when tomorrow comes
ndipo kuti mawa likabwera
he'll provide
mulungu akwanitsa zosweka.
I just praise him because these 12 years I've had this ministry, he has provided. Sometimes it gets really close. But he provides. Now all of our needs are different. But sometimes those financial difficulties are that pruning time. A crisis that God's trying to say, just trust me. Take this shortcut to truth. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as Paul says, you know, sometimes I have a lot, sometimes I don't have anything. But you see, Jesus is in charge. And the finances is the closest part to our life where God can push us and we can feel it. So when he pushes you and you don't have, remember that. Go back to truth though. Don't go down into doubt. Oh, he doesn't care for you. Oh, you got to intercede. That's right, Lord. I don't have anything right now, but that's okay. My relationship with you is more important than having things. At the proper time, you'll lift me up. But not until then, and that's okay. It's okay. Okay, brothers? It's okay not to have anything, right? That's a fixed statement. But you see, you're riding on faith at that point. And to your children, instead of going around sad, defeated, you're a victor. And your children wondering, oh, you can be happy without money. Oh, I thought you had to have money before you're happy. What lesson have you been telling your children? Or you say one thing and you do the other. Do you see how it works? Anyways, God's working with us. He said this in John 15. I'll close with this. I mentioned it earlier, but I want to go over it a little bit more. Verses 4-8. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 4.
Kalani maine, ndine maine. Monga nthambi singathe kubala chipatso payokha ngati sikhala mwampesa motero mulibe inunso ngati simukhala mwa ine.
So how do we abide in Christ?
Tsono timakhala bwanji mwa Yesu?
Right here. We bypass that doubt.
Timadutsa wasafika kuchika ikoko.
We identify the temptation.
Pamene tikotapeze kuti vuto lathu la kuti chesero
cha. Oh, he doesn't care for you. Look it. Oh, but you go to the truth. And it's your faith that will keep you abiding in him constantly. And so you say, oh yeah, Lord, sometimes I'll have more, sometimes I have little. The enemy wants me to doubt that you don't care for me. But even Jesus didn't have any money. He who loved him, he loved me. So what we're doing is abiding. We're using that faith to stay in touch with God. That doubt will tear the branch away.
Satana amadula nthambi yokutai.
There will be no fruit. The branch will dry up.
Doesn't that
isn't that what happens when you start doubting God?
But this is what you think that God will make you
getting angry against God. You pull away and you're like that branch that's lost its liquid. Let's read on. 5. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, they're burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear, what? Much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. 5-8, please.
Ine ndine mpesa, inu ndinu nthambi zake, wakukhala mwa ine, ndine mwa iye, ameneyo abala chipatso chambiri. Pakuti kopanda ine, simungathe kuchita kanthu. Ngati wina sakhala mwa ine, wadayika kunja monga nthambi nafota, ndipo azisonkhanitsa nazitaya kumoto nazitentha. Ngati mukhala mwa ine, ndi mawu anga akhala mwa ine, pemphani chimene chilichonse muchifuna, ndipo chidzachitika kwa ine. Mwa ichi alemekezedwa Atate anga kuti mubale chipatso chambiri, ndipo mudzakhala akuphunzira anga.
Okay. You abide in him and you bear much fruit. What if you could double the amount of fruit you have? All those good things that God wants to do through your life. You can't do it apart from him. In fact, it says in verse 7, if my words abide in you and you stay on that faith level in contact with him, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done. Basically, you see, you're allowing his truth to guide you in what you ask him. It's the word of God that so comes into our hearts that it shapes what we want. We want what God wants. And God, it says in verse 8, is glorified through this when you bear much fruit. And so you want to say, hey, God wants this to happen in all the believers. Lord, what's holding them back? You come and help us so that we all the believers will bear fruit. Do you abide in Christ? That steady faith? Intercepting those temptations, affirming your faith, letting the word of God come into your heart, that's the way you grow. That's the way more fruit is born. You can ask the Lord right now. You talk to him, right? Say, yeah, Lord, I want the fruit. But I want to abide in you always. Do you see that relationship there? We talk about Father. This is it. It says, abide in me and I in you. It's that constant communion. Is that what God wants? Yes, what happens when a man and a woman get together? There comes a baby. Oh, when the church gets together with God, there comes a baby, the fruit. That intimacy is through what God wants to bless because he renews it. That's where our praise comes from. You are the deliverer. That's where your confidence in God's word, the power of God's word. He rescued me from that temptation. Praise God. You see, so we start really building up confidence and then bearing more fruit. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we thank you how prayer grows at each stage. You want every believer to commune with every believer. Young or old. Our prayers might be a bit different. Our prayers are different. But you are the faithful one who wants to come close to each one of us. Lord, some of us, we have in our lives different sins and temptations and we don't really abide in you. Our branch is broken off. Would you please restore us? Help us to grow and to walk in you. To know how to powerfully handle God's word that we can be strong and walk in faith all the time. Now keep us, Lord. And indeed bless us. That we might bless those who we minister to. That all of us might grow strong and bear fruit. That all of us might have the word of God abiding in us. That all of us abide in you and you in us. We could bear fruit and bring glory to you. Bless us and let us grow in this way. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Concludes this session. The development of prayer in a believer's life. From 1 John 2:12-14. Reveals how to grow in our spiritual life at each stage in our prayer life. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.